And I'd like to welcome back to the show Stephen Rubin. He is producing a monthly variety show. This month it's called Jules Works Follies. And Felix Cordova, who is hosting the show this month. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks again, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you.
So this is happening this Sunday, the 26th of August, at 7 o'clock at the Warehouse 21 Black Box Theater. And every month you've got almost like a kind of grab bag of different types of shows that people are doing.
Yeah, like this one, the overall show is much more literary. It's just kind of whatever people present and or that comes to me or whatever. So this one has just turned out to be a lot of people that had poems and stories. So the only thing that I've kind of made clear and will have to make clear during the show with perhaps a cue is it's got to be 3 to 5 minutes for most people. And most of them I'm going to have to do one in each act. So I think the pacing and rhythm of the show will be great.
Very interesting. So it's mostly literary, but not only. I mean, you've got some poets. You've also got a piece called Belly Dancers Who Love Unicorns and Melancholy.
Yes, that's going to be some dancing with music, two short pieces, I think. So, yeah, it's not just literary, meaning poetry and stories. And then one of the, Andrew Cryptic, is going to be doing his poetry with some music. And Tone Forrest, who was the host last month, is back. And he's going to be doing some, reciting some well-known African-American poets and Robert Frost to music.
Nice.
So it's actually going to be some experimental stuff. And then there's the Jules Works. We've been doing our short play reading each month. And then new short play read that Trent Zelazny wrote.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And so are you, Stephen, also, your middle name is Jules, which is why it's called Jules Works. Are you also performing?
Yeah. Well, I've been in and I'm still in the short Jules Works reading. And I'm also, I get to be one of the two actors in Trent Zelazny's short play, which is a great script. So, yeah, I get to be in it too.
And Felix Cordova, you're hosting the whole thing.
Yep.
What's involved with that?
Well, I'm not really sure. This is my first time doing it. Jules came to me through a friend, and they asked if I would do it since I've DJed around town, and I guess I'm pretty popular downtown. So they just need someone.
What kind of DJing do you do?
I call it party facilitating because I don't really mix. I like to make a show, a spectacle of things, you know.
What does that mean? Like, what kind of spectacle? Is there a visual element to it?
Nah, I just pretty much embarrass myself. You know, I take off my shirt and dance around and try and get people to dance and have fun instead of, I try to get people active instead of just, focusing on the music. I focus on the people.
Right.
Very interesting.
Shirt maybe stay on, but getting people involved, that would be great. That's the idea of the host, is especially with so much variety, is a common thread for the audience in between each act. And the fact that Felix is a big, great personality will really, that's the idea. It's not just someone to get up there and say, and next we have, the idea is if we're changing set or something funny happens, is that he can hold the audience's attention, and if one of the acts doesn't go over great, then Felix can show up to sort of smooth that. So the host is a fun role.
We're not going to take the shirt off the table, though. You know what I mean? I mean, I will do whatever the people want.
If he takes off the shirt, it will be on the table.
Yeah.
If they're calling for the shirt to come off, then
only if they call for it.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you will have to show up to find out about the shirt. But how's it been going the last? We've had you on, I think, most of the times that you've, right before you do the variety show. How's it going over?
This is the fifth month, and it's been tough. 30 to 40 people. Hopefully we'll have a few more. It's just hard. We hadn't had a consistent day. I think Sunday at 7 actually does work best. And then we're actually, I don't think we're going to be able to do it at Warehouse 21 anymore, just because of their schedule and all the shows they do. It's hard to get a date that's consistent.
Uh-huh.
And also just, covering all their costs. So anyways, hoping to find a new venue that will, be
super consistent.
Great and consistent. And some people have a misconception in my mind that everything at Warehouse 21 is strictly teen oriented, so our show isn't a teen event, but it isn't not a teen event.
It's open to teens,
open,
but it's got adults in it. Adults come to it.
Yeah,
all ages.
And I love Warehouse 21 and what they do, but it is sometimes people. Oh, okay,
right.
Unfortunately.
And you're always looking for new performers, poets, dancers, whatever, musicians.
Poets, dancers, musicians. We do have Cynthia Becker singing this time with Tone Forest, but I'm always looking for more musical acts. We have two stand-up type numbers, too, this time. So it'll be a good mix.
I love stand-up.
Yeah, it'll be fun. This is meant as a venue. Hopefully we can attract some performers that have a big name, folks like Tone that have been doing it in town a long time, and give an opportunity either for performer to do something they haven't done or for people that haven't performed much. Tom Sibley has been writing his comedy for a long time, but he's only performed one other time. So, and that's part of why keeping the act short makes a big difference,
Exactly. Stephen Rubin is producer of Jules Works Follies, which is a monthly variety show at Warehouse 21 this Sunday, the 26th of August at 7 in the evening. Tickets are very, very low priced, and Felix Cordova is going to be the host man about town. And great to have you both on the air, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you very much.